had, you said you got the bacon from it.
Yeah.
That's when it's smoked. You call it bacon.
Yes, or side meat.
Side meat.
It's side meat when it isn't smoked, and bacon when it is. Mm-hmm.
And then the outer cover of the bacon, you've got to cut off the...
rind. Mm-hmm. That's the skin of the hog. Mm-hmm.
You let milk stand around a while, and it's you have a bowl of...
curd. Or sour milk. No, it's not sour milk, it's curdle. It's curd.
Curd. Is that the homemade...
That's what you make cottage cheese out of.
Do you have any other words for cottage cheese?
Smearcase.
That they used to say a great deal more than you do now? It's an older word, you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's always cottage cheese now, but smearcase is what it always used to be.
Do you ever put a sweet liquid on a pudding?
Uh-huh, that's called dip or sauce.
A sauce ever, just a dish of peaches? Could you have, for dessert, a dish of peaches? Cooked peaches, that is?
Yes, that's
sauce.
That's sauce, yes.
What else would it, apples, would that be?
Too? Well, yes, there's applesauce. You cook apples, cut them up, mm-hmm. peel them and cut them up, and, well, some people like it real fine, some people like it just left kind of whole, mm-hmm. according to how the apples cook. Mm-hmm. But that's applesauce. Mm-hmm. But it's rather confusing. Now, that's applesauce, but when you make a sauce for pudding, well, that isn't the same. Mm-hmm. You make a sauce for pudding, you take sugar and cornstarch or flour and stir that up and put, you can put a little flavoring of any kind, a little vinegar in, have the sweet sauce, and then put a little vinegar in, and that kind of flavors it. That's what we use a lot on plum pudding, mm-hmm. these plum puddings that you steam, kind of like fruitcake, only you steam them.
You have some food between regular meals, you say, I just had a little...
snack or lunch.
You more have to say lunch now, or...?
Well, usually a little snack.
Lunch is an older term for that? Or maybe they're about the same?
We used to have a piece. It's called a piece. Mm-hmm. That's what that was. Piece when you ate between meals.
We used to say we're going to piece a little.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever had a piece. You just pieced.
Just pieced, yeah.
Somebody said, ask you, when did you eat? And you say, at 6 o'clock, I ate.
I had some.
Or I ate.
At 8, yes.
And they might ask you, how often have you
eaten? Yes.
And if you want some coffee, you go to the stove and...
pour.
But before you pour it, you got to do something else.
Oh, percolate. Or, well, now you see, they boil coffee. And they percolate it, and then they have the instant coffee that you just put that in the cup and pour the hot water on.
So you might tell somebody, well, pardon me, I'm going to have to go to the kitchen and...
Get myself a cup of coffee. Pour a cup of coffee. Usually get. Get.
Yeah.
Yes. Cup of coffee.
How about back to the pastry just one more time. You have deep apple pie or cobbler?
Yes, they're different. There's deep apple pie, there's apple pie, and that's a pie with two crusts. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lattice top, and that's when the crusts are put on like that. Mm-hmm. And the pudding, apple cobbler, mm-hmm. there the apples are put in the pan, and then the crust put on top. Just one crust on top.
The crust is on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I see. If you're thirsty, you go to the faucet
or well and
turn on and get
a drink
of
water.
And you might drink the water out of a
cup
or
a glass gourd.
You might say, I'm going to have a glass.
A glass